Introducing the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. With 25 million copies in print, learn how the Don't Sweat wisdom can help you achieve greater mental health and better communication with your family, friends, and coworkers from a beloved teacher. Rediscover your passion, joy, and self-compassion to awaken your most vibrant life. Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. All right, so wherever you are, let's go ahead and take a golden pause. Just sit comfortably with your legs uncrossed and your hands open on your lap. And if you're sitting Indian style, lean back against something. Bring your shoulders back in a little bit of a majestic king or queen pose and just begin to breathe with me. Breathing in through your nose, allowing your chest and your belly to expand, taking in the maximum amount of oxygen. And just exhale, letting go, letting a sigh go, letting your body relax. Breathe in golden sunlight to every cell of your being. Fill your body with golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight. And as you exhale, relax and let go. This time as you breathe in love, pink love. Fill your heart with love, fill your core with love, fill every cell of your being with love. And as you exhale, let go of fear, relaxing deeper in. This time as you breathe in golden sunlight, place your hand on your heart, opening your heart, activating your heart, and just spend a moment in pure joy and gratitude. Think of a person, a place, a thing, just anything that fills your heart and your soul with gratitude. And as you breathe in that gratitude and that joy, exhale and open your eyes. All right, so right now I'm going to talk about intention and attention. And as my friend Shauna Shapiro says, what you practice grows stronger. And in that same light, what you place your attention and intention on also grows stronger in your life. So let's just talk a moment about each of those things. What is intention? What is our intentionality? Well, intention is when you look at your to-do list and you decide, this is what I'm going to do today. But at a deeper level, we also have to have an intention to live gratefully. We have to have an intention to live presently. We have to set an intention for ourselves to live with kindness and set the intention that you will, throughout your day, choose happiness and peace over stress, that you have the intention that you will not sweat the small stuff. And it's like putting your stake in the ground, isn't it? It's like saying, this is what I stand for. This is what I intend to do today. And then the other piece of intention is integrity. It's that self-integrity, really, because integrity is so much more than keeping promises to other people. Integrity is about keeping those promises that we make to ourselves through our intentions. And mostly intention is about mindfulness, the practice of mindfulness. And we learned so much about that in our last series, Meditation and Mindfulness, about that even when you meditate to have the quiet intention of kindness and gentleness and compassion, that it takes that intention and then placing the attention where it belongs. So, for example, you can't have an intention and then not follow through once you place your attention on it. Would you say that's true, that it once you decide that you're going to value this intention with your integrity and you're going to follow through, then you place your attention in that area. Well, the same is true for what's positive in our lives and what's negative too. So if we place our attention on negativity, where do you think that's going to take us? Yeah, that's right. It's going to take us in a negative spiral. We're going to, our attention is going to be absorbed in drama. Our attention will take us down a path of resistance. So with intentionality and mindfulness and integrity, what do you think will happen when we place our attention on those things that are positive in our lives? Well, of course, it drives us in a positive direction. The other thing that happens is that as you place your attention on what's positive, you create that upward spiral of positivity. You create that feeling that everything is going really well because you're in that space, you're in that frequency of what it means to be positive. And that's just a yummy place to live, isn't it? It's just a really yummy, calm, wonderful place to be, is in that positive energy, in that positive flow. But to be in flow in our lives, we really do need to practice our lives with mindfulness, with intention and attention, and the awareness of, are we living to our intentions with integrity? Because integrity is as much about keeping those promises to yourself as it is to keeping promises to others. So what you place your intention on and your attention grows stronger in your life. So let's be aware of what our intentions are today. You know, you might want to just jot a few notes down about what are your intentions today? What are your intentions weekly? What are your intentions for your higher vision of your life 5 years from now? This is a great practice to creating and manifesting the life that you really want. The deepest desires in your heart will come true when you have intention and you place your attention with a positive energy and excitement for what's next and what's now in your life. So I hope that this has inspired you to look at your intentions. Look at how your actions are either lining up or not lining up with your intentions daily. And realizing that as you place your attention where you want your life to go and grow, that's what will happen. And isn't that exciting? All right, thank you so much for listening. Come back again.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with Christine Carlson. Chris invites you to join her for the brand new What Now program, a 6-week offering carefully designed to take you on your own unique journey through life-altering transition and lead you to self-discovery and your most vibrant life. Receive access to powerful audio teachings, an in-depth workbook, and deeply valuable insights on passion and joy from a beloved teacher. Visit ChristineCarlson.com to learn more about how you can be part of the What Now program.